SBS στα ελληνικά.
Give us a few details about the gambling issues that you have there in the area of Brimbank.
At the moment, Brimbank has the highest gambling losses of any municipality, and that's been the case for the last 10 years, unfortunately. A staggering $138 million is lost on electronic machines, EGMs or pokies, each year. That's $1.4 billion over the last 10 years. $367,000 is lost each day. That's the median price of a unit to purchase in Brimbank. And the Victorian government has collected $60 million from EGMs in revenue from Brimbank in 2016 and 17. There are 15 venues totaling 953 poker machines in Brimbank. And so that is the current maximum set by the government. Mm-hmm. Some very stark and quite sad statistics for our community.
Also, there are the so-called gambling-style features in children's video games, and they're becoming more prominent. What do we know so far about this severe issue?
There's been an increase in gambling-style features in children's video games and also online games. The impact of this trend is not yet known because we have got very, very little data. However, it is concerning to the point where we are getting phone calls from parents in our municipality who are concerned about the amount of time spent playing these games. Young people have got access to these games 24/7. Their devices make the gambling convenient, accessible, and almost normalised, but also hidden. So they can be in their room, they could be anywhere playing these games, and the parent may not know. What we need is regulation, and we need information to ensure that children are not being exposed to material that normalises gambling and increases their future vulnerability for harmful levels of gambling.
Can we be a little bit more specific on that, about the steps that you're going to take as a Brimbank council in order to raise awareness for these severe social problems?
We have raised several motions, and those motions include a notice of motion for the review of the council's electronic gambling policy. So we want to review the number of EGMs that operate in our council-owned land, the level of support provided to council, to clubs and organisations that receive funding from the gaming industry. We also want, we're concerned about the health and wellbeing of our Brimbank community. So we're asking the government for more research around especially the youth gambling features in the games. We're asking for strategies, interventions to help prevent this from happening, but we're also asking the government to look at ways of reducing the harm by capping, looking at altering times of openings of these venues, reducing bets to $1. Some of these venues are opened 20 hours a day, so that means that you could spend up to 20 hours of your day gambling in these venues. So we are asking government to review a lot of this, but we're also reviewing our own gaming strategy to update it.
We know that the Brimbank Council is one of the most multicultural ones in Victoria. There are many Australians of Greek background, but also from many other ethnic communities. Do we know if the gambling problem has an impact more in the ethnic communities rather than the Anglo-Saxon communities?
This is a great concern because Brimbank has got a significant and active Greek community with more than 7,000 local residents identifying as having Greek ancestry in the 2016 census. But we're also proud to be the most culturally diverse in Australia with over 160 different languages spoken, and 45% of our residents are born overseas. With so many different cultures, backgrounds and mixed represented in Brimbank, there are of course very different attitudes to gambling. For example, in the Greek community, gambling in particular, I'll give you an example, card games can be considered a traditional pastime, and it's quite enjoyable form of social interaction, entertainment shared with family and friends. And obviously, with Greeks coming to Australia, the Kafania, where a lot of people did meet and play cards, the community at the moment, what we're concerned about is the rise and the big rise of these electronic gaming machines, and this is where it becomes a problem for our multicultural community. A report from the Australian Gambling Research Centre in 2016 found that within countries such as Australia, people from culturally and linguistically diverse or called communities tend to participate less in gambling than the overall population, but those who do may be more likely to experience problems. So the problems can be financial, they can be social, they can be job-related, psychological stress, and because of perhaps lack of language skills, it would be harder for them to access support in the community. Some of the factors that might influence this also is beliefs about luck, chance, factors relating to migration and issues around stigma and shame. Very often people from the multicultural community may feel a sense of shame and stigma attached to spending money at EGMs or at gambling and not feel confident to talk about their problem to someone else. This report also looks at migrants in particular. It found that increased access to gambling combined with migration stressors can increase the chance that migrants might gamble, which places them at an additional risk of developing problems. So it's a huge concern in Brimbank because of our intense and diverse multiculturalism.
Councillor Virginia Tachos, thank you so much for talking to SBS Greek.
Thank you so much, Pano. Thank you for supporting this issue as well.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/Greek.